done. We're good. Okay. I understand that the Olam learned Hilchos Yichud. I want to talk about a very geshmaka topic about Hilchos Yichud. I'm going to share with you true stories. Some of the stories are hair raising, but we're using this as a springboard to bring out an important halach in Hilchos Yichud. It's going to be a major machlokes. Give me time to develop it. It should be very entertaining. It goes like this. Ma'ase shoy kachay. It's a true story. There was a boy and a girl on a date. They were in a cable car in the sky. You know, when you go to like these ski resorts, they have like these, you go in the cable car that's like 40 feet up. And while they were there, and they were at night, and while they were in the cable car, suspended in midair, the electricity power went out. Now they're suspended in middle of the air. That's, you know, not a problem, but the fact is that now the light in the cable car went out. So here they are, a boy and a girl alone in a car, 40 feet up, and now no one could see in. Kozman, the light was on in the car, so then there's no kshash yichud because anyone on the ground has the ability to see in. But the second the light went off, right now there is a matzav of a yichud. When the bacher realized what just happened, now he's stuck, and he's yirei shemayim, he made the calculated risk that this is an issa, to be in the car, and probably Nissa deraisa because she's a nida, Nissa to be in the car. So he jumped out of the cable car to not be over the Issa Yichud. He happened to have broken his foot. Baruch Hashem, he's still alive today. But this is a maisa. Now the shaila is, was he mechuyev to do that? Was he mechuyev to jump out of the car to risk his life on this inyan? The Olam went into this type of a shaila?
No.
Lagabi?
Discuss a little bit about Yargoyavr.
Okay, so that's what we're going to go into. We're going to go into Yargoyavr, but I'm going to give you a number of variables, a number of cases. Another story was with the Stalin Rebbe. This is going back way back when. In the Sefer Dvar Aloch in Nagdami, brings a story that when Laizik Nase, when he was older, he was not well, and he had underwent an operation, and he was in his room, lying in his bed, recovering from the operation, and then in walked an older woman, a very old woman, and he mustered up, and the door was shut. He couldn't get, like, he didn't have koiches, and now he's alone in a room with an older woman, and he didn't have koiches to, like, really do anything other than he was next to a window. He rolled out off the bed through the window, and he fell down. The shaila is, Baruch Hashem, he made it. But the shaila is, was he mechuyev to do that or not? There happens to have been a true story also with the Friedrich Belzer Rebbe's brother. He had a chassidus, I forgot the name of the chassidus, but he was in a room. Also, it was actually a hospital. He was in a hospital room, and it was deliberate what happened. People were against him, whatever it was, and they reckoned that he would be makbid and Hilchos Yichud. They sent in a nurse into the room, locked the door, and now this rebbe was all alone in the room with this lady, and he jumped out the window and he actually died. But that was the maaseh. So shaila is, was he mechuyev to do that or not?
By the Stolner story, was it?
Sorry, bud?
By the Stolner Rebbe story, was it a nurse taking care of him?
No, it wasn't a nurse, it was an older woman. And they actually came over to him afterwards and they asked him, like, Rebbe, you're worried about Yichud. I mean, she's like 80 years old. Like, what do you want? Like, and to which he said that the Yetzer Hara could make an old lady a young lady and this Yichud is just the same. And Mamela, Babaksha, he made it. But a third story, which is unfortunate, it talks about a piece of history in Klai Yisrael during the Second World War. Under the terrible, dire persecution of the Nazis and the Nazis in Machshamam, many women, the way they escaped is that they hid themselves by Jews. That's what they did. They were families in the town that were, sorry, they hid themselves by goyim. There were families in the town that were goyim, and they ended up just going there and being there, and they were alone with these goyim. And now, basically, the Shailuas, did they do right or wrong? They saved their lives, but they were over on a Nisa Yichud with this guy for a period of time, 2 years, whatever it was. Did they do right, or were they over Nisa of Yichud? In other words, when we have in Yonim of Sakonas Nefashes, do we have a din of Yared Vayava on an Issa Yichud or not? That is the crux of the Shaila. And it's a fascinating sugya. We're going to go into Shtika Yared Vayava, but it's more Tali and Yichud. How to understand Yichud? We'll try to take it apart a little bit. There's a Chuvishem Aryeh in Ebenezer Simon Lamin Gimel. He had the following story, is that there was somebody who was giving birth, and they needed a midwife, a nurse, to be there at the labor. It was Shabbos, so they sent a message to a midwife in a neighboring town, which was Chutz L'Tchum, and so to tell that what midwife to come. Sure enough, yeah, about if it's a Kanes Nefashes, we travel even on Shabbos to help somebody give birth. But the problem is who's taking this midwife to the neighboring town? A Goyish, a wagon driver. So now the shaila was, is now she's being misyached with a Goyish, a wagon driver on the way. Does she have a heta? That was the shaila. Does she have a heta to travel with his Goyish driver to be able to help somebody give birth? Is sakonis nefashis doicha the issa yicha that she now has with his wagon driver?
Would be similar to people driving in Ubers.
Yeah, today it's less of a yichud issue because our streets are illuminated and it's a rishus harabim and there are cars constantly. But if you go like on, let's say, some country road, I don't know what Florida has to offer, but let's say in New York, upstate New York, when you go on country roads, which are not only dark but quite private, cars don't come by that often. It could be every hour just a car, not even. So then we could have a shiloh of yichud. Ramesh has a tshuva on it. But in, let's say, in a regular street, North Miami, I don't know, unless I'm missing something, cars are constantly going down, the streets are lit, there's really no yichud issue. But when you go from town to town in Europe on dirt roads, yes, then you have a yichud issue. So the shiloh was she allowed to travel to help someone else give birth? Sakonis HaFashis is Deicha Shabbos. So she could travel on Shabbos. But Sakonis HaFashis might not be Deicha the Issa Yichud. And that was the Shaila to the Shem Aryeh. And then Shem Aryeh ends up saying like this. He ends up trying to be Mechalik. He says that if she's an Eishes Ish, I should really bring another piece of information. There was one way out of the problem. And the way out of the problem, sorry?
Have someone else go with her.
Excellent.
Yeah. They don't have the head,
If you can, then you could.
Very good. You guys have mamish, you could write up a tshuva shemari. This is what was going on in the shemari. So he said there's a one eitzah out, is to bring a shomer along, and now you'll have two men with one woman, so now you're good. And that would be an eitzah. The problem is, Zakhtar Shemari, is that now this man is being Oivan Nisar Shabbos Atchumen, he's going to Kostatchum. So the Shaila is, what's better, getting this man to go along to save them from Manisa Yikov, but he should be Mechalo Shabbos, or having the man not go along, saving him from Manisa Shabbos, minimizing this Shabbos just to the midwife, but now she's subjecting herself to Manisa Yikov with this guy? That was the Shaila. And he wants to be mechalik whether she's an Eishes Ish or not. It says like this, that if she's an Eishes Ish, so now you have an Issa Yichud D'Oraisa, so then if that's the case, then it would be better if a Shoyma would go along. And since she can't travel, because it is Abazar D'Oraisa, like the Ran says, that the Ran says Abazar D'Oraisa works not only on Gilei Erva directly, but all of the Abazar is also part of Gilei Erva. So Mamela Yichud also goes under Abazar D'Oraisa, and therefore it's not Nitka because Bekuach Nefesh. So therefore, she can't travel unless a man goes with her. So if the man has the right to go with her, because Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. And if the man wouldn't go with her, she's not allowed to go, and the lady's going to have to figure out how to give birth by herself. Kichoy Yisena, like they did in Mizraim. She'll have to figure it out. We hope for the best. So therefore, Al Sakonis Nefashis, if the man could go along, he's Mechuyiv to go along, just like the midwife's Mechuyiv to go, then the man's Mechuyiv to help along and go as well. And like this, you'll be Matzah Lanisha to help her give birth. However, if the midwife is a Pnuyah, And the yichud of Batnuya is only midrabbanan. So if it's only midrabbanan, then he says it's better for her to travel by herself rather than taking a shomer along.
Because
he doesn't discuss, and this is a pella, because all our pnuyas today are nidis, and nidis are the chayra gilei rais. But just let's get before we get jump onto that. So he's mechalek between a midwife who's married and a midwife who's single. If she is married, then she should take a shomer along, and if she's not married, then she could go alone on Shabbos. It will be a weekday, then avada she should try to take somebody. Well, I mean, if she could do that, she should try to take somebody along, because then there's no Issa Shabbos for that Shomer. But on Shabbos, we were contending with an Issa Shabbos for the Shomer. Let her go by herself, since it's only Midrabbanan. And to which I don't understand, the Chayra, like you're asking, is that our Pnuyah is a Nida, and a Nida is also an Issa Deraisa of Yichud. So then, why is he being Mekel, so to speak, and letting her go alone? Because she's a Pnuyah, the Chayra, she's in need, then we should have a problem. Well, like to suggest, maybe he held is a Shitas Taisa Rosh in the beginning of Yevamis, that Beis Amen Aleph, where Taisa Rosh says, the Gevaldik is like, you can look at the bottom Taisa as well, and Taisa Rosh says that even though Nida is an Issa Karis, but Nida is not an Erva. All Kroivim, you know, sister, mother, all that, daughter-in-law, that's a rayas. That's an erva. A nida is not an erva, because nida sometimes, this isha, sometimes mutter, sometimes asa, she's not an erva. She's asa bekaris, and she's even asa to her own baal, bekaris, but she's not a din erva. And the mele he held, perhaps, is that since a nida is not an erva, so then she doesn't go under Abizraya Darayas, because she's not a dinerva.
But there's all kinds of shalos of Sarbi Yisha Erva
Bayesh.
There's all kinds of halachas like that.
Yeah, there are kind of halachas. The shal is how we go. I'm just sharing with you what Taisa is Harosh. And it could be given Kalak from Indian to Indian. Happens to be, if you look in Simukha Beis, the Elam Ren Tukaz Yikot, it sounds like that the Rambam and Makaba hold that even an Isha is an Erva. So, and then your child won't be shared, but then we have back to Shem Arya, what's going on? It doesn't look like the Machaba subscribed to this Taisis HaRosh type of a Chiddush.
But if you are, then anything that's Abizrai Darayos or Sikrubu is would be mother, even for any Pnuya.
For Abe, correct. You go in.
It would be a game changer and a lot of halakas,
exactly. A lot of halakas, correct. All right. So this is the Shem Arya. Now, the Shem Arya therefore says, I mean, just to take it to extreme, he says that even Bechoyel, if there wouldn't be any Shomer who's willing to go along with this midwife who's an Eishes Ish, then she's now let her go to the next town to help to give birth. Because she's being over an Issa Derais of Yichud, which is Abizrayo Derais, and it's not Nitchem Mipnei Pekuach Nefesh, and Memela, she would not be able to go. This is his cheshbon. He has another chiddush. He's trying to maybe argue with the Ran and said that maybe Yichud is not a Mizrah Darayis. It's a shver chiddush. I don't want to go into it. The Ramah already passed him like the Ran in Kufnan Zayin in Yerideya that it is considered a Mizrah Darayis. So once we have that, now we have a problem how to contend with this. Now we're dealing with an Issa of Yared Val Yavar. It's a Mizrah Darayis. And the Issa, even Pekuch Nefesh is not Deichud, the Issa Yichud of a Deraisa Dik Yichud, at least a Yichud of an Eishes Ish. Comes along the Tshuva from Shlomo Kluger, Tuv Tam Vidas, Madura Kama Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis, and he names on even more. He names on that a Issa Yichud of a Pnuya, even if she's not a Nida, is also the Klal of Israel, of the Gilu Arayis. He takes it to the next step. So how is a midwife allowed to go? I mean, he's trying to help this situation. Means like this, even a midwife who is a pnuya would not be allowed to go because it's also part of Israel de Gilei Arayis.
Don't we pass that pnuya is a
derabanan? So a pnuya is a derabanan, but he wants to say it still goes under the dinam of Israel de Arayis. Means even if a pnuya who's not a nida Right? Nida is a deraisa. Mm-hmm. But if not a nida would be derabanan, still, since it's the category of arayis, it goes under the din of Ezra'i derayis, and it's not nitkum in pnei pikuach nefesh. So he wants to say another heter. Watch this chaf. It's a chaf for a number of reasons, but watch this chaf. He wants to say like this, that for an issa isha, when it comes to be'ila, to a bia, we have a concept called karka oilam. And isha's karka oilam, she's not engaged, she's not proactive in the maisa, she's just passive. And therefore, when it comes to sugyo of sakonis nefash yarg vayavo, like by Esther Amalka, the Gemara says that because she was karka oilam, she had the right to be mezana with achashverish, even though she was an ashes ish, and she should have had to have given up her life. Because she's only karka oilam, she's only doing engaging passively in this maisa, she doesn't have to give up her life. Mamela time is the tum tavidas. To here we have an ish who's driving with this guy. So you're going to tell me it's a yichud, it's a bazar darayis. But the maisa is, she's only passive. She's passive in the maisa bia. Mamela, since she's only passive, she doesn't have a din to give up her life for even things which are really gila right. She doesn't have a din to give up her life. So Memeli here too, she would not have a chiv to give up her life, a gili arayis, even though yichud is a bezrai de gili arayis. Memeli, she's allowed to go with this goyish driver. As I tied it, the tuftam vedas.
They'll pull out the floor for any yichud for any woman, ever.
Well, no, there's an issa, just it's nitka mepnei pikuach hanefesh. Avad it's also for to do. Just normally, pikuach nefesh is doichem mitzvahs, except for gilei arayis because I'm a avodah zarah. The Gemara says when you have a passive gilei arayis, that goes under the regular category that kol hatorah is nitka because of pikuach nefesh.
No,
karka olam is arayis. It's just kapi yarg ayav. The Gemara says passive gilei arayis, you don't have a chiv to give up your life for. So since it's passive,
by Esther because it was be a chol Hashem.
So,
and so with Chol Hashem, you have to give up your life. So, one of the times is that Karkolam is very mutter, except, you know, because she's not doing anything. So, it's not a riot. It's not a riot. She's doing nothing. She's not
right.
Doing anything. So, therefore, it's not a riot. So, if the whole Isser of Yichud is out based on a riot, then it would be a chiddush to say that it's also a Isser of Karkolam.
Because it is a rais, because Gemara says Anashe Soisis, Avada, it is a rais. A woman is going to get the same Mrs. Bezdin if she's Avada, it's a rais. It's just Klapi, the din of Yarg Val Yavor, where you have to give up your life. You're not looking to give up your life when you're doing something passively. If you're doing Karka Oilam, you're not really engaged in the Maisa, so Memela, if that's the case, you're not looking to give up your life. So this is what the Tuv Tam Vedas wants to say. Now, the problem is...
We're going to get one second.
You're good. Oilam's good. Okay, 1 second. All right. This is his cheshbon. And he says, but she's been misyachedes l'chadchila. She's going into the wagon together with, and that's like she's doing a maisa. So he says like this, since minadin, she's mechuyev to travel lots on the fashes. So her yichud that she's doing is not berotzen. That makes it be'oines. Mali oines mamish. Mali oines ha'toira. The Torah is being mechayef to travel to save a life. So now she's in oines. Now that she's in oines, the halach is ina mechuyev yarg vayava. When you're in oines and you're passive. So he got her into a maisa which is passive. He said now that she's an oinus, because not oinus, you don't understand, huh? She made her into an oinus because the Torah is mechayva to travel to save her life. So now it's an oinus with being passive, and l'choy, now everything's good. Now we have this het of karka oilam. That's his cheshbon. Now the pella on the Tuv Tam Vedas is that this yichud is beer. This yichud is yichud. Well, what's this yichud? This yichud is beer. This yichud is also even without beer. This yichud is also because the yichud. The Torah asked yichud. The Torah asked to eat kazna. The Torah asked to be in a room alone with a man. Nothing to do with beer. The Torah asked yichud. According to many achroinim, it's an issa b'fnei atzmai. It's a chefta, it's an issa. The Mesilas Yisharim says that there are certain levels of shmira that the Torah put into place, bagilei arayis, let's say, we're talking about stackless, we're talking about all the other things, all this rachas m'neva, the Mesilas Yisharim says it's a, like an issa b'fnei atzmai. That is, it's another way of connecting with a woman. You could connect through bia, you connect through chibuk, you connect through nishika, and then you could connect by being in the same room. It's another form that the Torah asks is connecting with a woman. So here you're connecting in a form of yichud, and if it's an issa b'fnei atzma, who cares about if the beer is kakoilam? But this yichud is not kakoilam. This yichud was kumvasei. She proactively stepped into this wagon, closed the door, and she's in a matzav of a yichud. Sorry? Yeah, so it's hard to say it's a kal v'chomer if it's two separate isurim.
Right, but the esur yichud is only on a scenario that would be usur. I mean,
it's a scenario that could come to a bia.
Right, a person could have a mishapa with his wife, right? There's no esur yichud to
right,
because, because there's no resulting in a
there's no chash resulting. You don't have to resolve. It's no.
So here, if there's no chash, also I think the bigger chash would be based on this is really is that we're not just concerned that he's gonna rape her. He's concerned that she's gonna want.
Oh, well, one second, we'll get to it. That's where we're headed next. So somehow he's learning that because yichud, like you're saying, is only because of the ultimate chash of bia. Maybe not even learning a sefer b'fnei atzma. And memela, in this case, where the ultimate chash of bia would be muta, so therefore the yichud for that chash would also be muta. Now, that's a nice cheshvan that he's making, but the problem is that, like the Olam is asking, is that the issa yichud is not just for nensa. The issa yichud is we have a chash of pitoy. We have a chash that maybe he'll be mafataha and she'll willingly have bia with him, have znus with him. So in that reality, that ultimate, that possibility that he'll be mefataha, so now we're going to have an issa yichud, even though you have a het of karka olam, because here there's not karka olam, you're proactively, you're doing it, not even bo'inus, you're doing it berotzen. He's being mefataha, and you're now doing it berotzen, now you don't have the het of sakonis nafoshes. If you're doing it berotzen, it's going to be awesome. So what happened to that kshash? You have a kshash and maybe he'll be mefataha. And that, in the Issa Yichud, that's the halacha. The halacha is v'chayish inan, not only for nensa, v'chayish for pitoy as well. And memeli, you shouldn't have the het of karka oilam. So I believe that he doesn't discuss this, but I believe it's because his story was, watch this, excuse me, his story was, is that she was going with a goyisha wagon driver. And according to many poiskim, the chash by a misyached with a yid, there's a chash of pitoy. But when you're a misyached with a goy, there is no chash of pitoy. A woman, a Jewish woman, will not be mispata to a goy. The whole chash you have with a goy is only mensa. And if that's the case, so here where you only have a chash of mensa, and in a tzir of nensa, you have the het of karka oilam, oinis, b'makam, pekuach nefesh, so memela, he allowed her to go. It's not muskim, because the bach in Yerdei Kufnun Gimel, and the shach of the is mavu, that by akam you also have a kshash of pitoy. It's machlek is a poiskim. But if he went like those poiskim, they only have a kshash of nensa, then there's something to talk about. So now the rabbi say, let's go back to our stories. We had a number of stories. Let's try to take these stories apart one by one and apply it based on these yisaidis. First, we come out that say, according to Tuftan Vedas and according to the Shem Aryeh, we have a problem that yichud is abizrayda arayis and it's not nitchem mepnei pekuach nefesh. Just according to the Shem Aryeh, if she's a pnuya, not a nida, we'll have an eitzah. If she's a nida, we had a problem with the Shem Aryeh, but it sounds like he yelled, even if she would be a nida, then he's going to have to learn that a nida is not an erva, good. But if she's an eshes, we have a problem. And according to Tumtam Vedas, even a pnuya has a problem of bezrai darayis. If not for his new chab, that with a goy, and it's an oynis, and it's karka oylem, we have a heta, and you're not mukhif to give up your life. So let's talk about our cable car. Abu Kevakar, suspended in midair, was talking about a pnuya. But she's a nida. I mean, not most girls are nidas. So, in the world of the Shem Aryeh, maybe, I don't know, if he holds that it's not an erva, we could talk about it, and maybe that would be mutter. It's only, I don't know, wouldn't be under Gilei Arayis, but we had a track, because the Rama Mechava Pasen, even a nida is a Gilei Erva, so that's not going to luchay, it's not going to help you. And a kol shekein, according to the Tuftan Vedas, that even a pnuya is a yichud, is a bizarre darais in mechiv to give up your life. And what was the het of the Tuftan Vedas? Is that with a goy that you only chayish for oynes, and oynes karka oylem b'mokam hatzos nefashis is mutter. So over here, where you're talking about she's with another boy, a yid, in that case, you don't have that. Now you have a chshash pitoy. And if you have a chshash pitoy, then you don't have the heta karka oylem, and we're going to have a problem. And this is anyway only in the world of her. Once we enter him, I mean, do you want to know if she's mukhif to jump off the cable car? We could talk about that. But once we talk about him, the bacha who's together with his girl, he for sure doesn't have any heter karka oylem. His bia is a maisa bia. He had, oynis is not going to help. He certainly doesn't have any heta of pikuach nefesh. It's not nidkan, it's a bazrai de rais. He'd be mukhif to give up his life, not be secluded with an isha, even a pnuya, according to the Tuftan Vedas. So l'chayy, that's what should come out, and like what you're passing, like the Ran, that yichud is a l'chayy a bazar derais. Even ula bazar derais in mechiv to give up your life. And l'chayy yichud is the same thing. So l'chayy, the bacha did the right thing by jumping out of the cable car. However, I want to tell you a few reasons why the bacha was not mechiv to jump out of the car. I'll give you three reasons why this is not applicable. First reason is that even by the din of a Dezara Gil Rai Shri Chazdamim that has a din of Yarek Vayava, that's only if you Oisa a Maisa. Means if someone will come over to Reuven and say, if you don't kill Shimon, I'll kill you. Reuven has no right to kill Shimon. My causes that your blood is redder than his blood. You're doing a Maisa to kill him, which is Ritzicha. Don't do a Maisa Ritzicha and allow yourself to be killed. But what happens if Reuven won't have to do a Maisa to kill Shimon? What happens if someone goes over to Reuven and says, I am going to drop you from a roof onto Shimon and that fall will cause Shimon to die? You don't have to do anything. But if you fight me, I'll kill you. Then is Reuven allowed to be dropped on Shimon and kill Shimon? And the answer is yes. Because there Reuven's not doing any Maisa. And then we could turn the tables around and say, why is Shimon's blood redder than Reuven's blood? Neither of them are doing any Maisa. So therefore, Reuven could say, look, I'm not doing any Maisa. I'm not violating the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Torah by killing Shimon. I'm just being passive here. The guy is picking him up and throwing him onto Shimon. There the halacha is, he's not mukhif to give up his life. He's allowed to be thrown onto Shimon. So to Bagilei Arayis, if somebody goes to Reuven and he has a kishui anyway, and he says that I'm going to take you and put you onto a woman, just don't fight me. If you fight me, I'll kill you. He's allowed to be picked up and put onto a woman, as long as he doesn't do any maisa. He's allowed to do that. Because here, again, the same sorrow. What's maisumkas? There's no maisumkas. I'm not doing any maisa, and therefore it's a vimota. Here, when they were in the cable car, they went into the cable car, was mutter. The lights were on, everything was working smoothly. All of a sudden, the lights went off. This happened by itself. He's not doing anything to be in an Nesa Yichud. It happened to be that he found himself in a Nesa Yichud. Now he's in Oynes, and if he stays in that matzav, he's passively staying in that matzav. Now you're asking him to jump off the cable car and kill himself, so to speak, to jump out, that you don't have a din of Yared Vayav in that case. I'm not doing anything. I'm just being passive in this. I was in Oynes, and I found myself passively involved in Nesa Yichud. B'chai Gavna, you're not mechuyev to give up your life.
Even with Chashash Pitoy?
Yeah, because, again, we're talking about an Issa Yichud, we're not talking about the Issa, the ultimate Bia. When it comes to the ultimate Bia, I'd rather he's not allowed to have Bia with him, for sure. That he won't have a Heta, he would be Mokhiv to jump. But the Issa Yichud is the Yichud that could come to the ultimate bia, right? The subsequent bia. But this yichud is a nisa b'fnei atzma. That yichud that he's doing right now is a nisa yichud. That yichud he's doing passively. He's not doing anything to be a yichud. He happens to be, no matter what he does in the car, it's a yichud. If he does jumping jacks, it's a yichud. If he sits down, it's a yichud. No matter what he does, it's just a passive mitzvah that he's in the car together with her. So since that's the case, what he's doing is a passive issa of Gilui Arayis, and since it's now passive, because when he went into the car, he was mutar. Doesn't give you a right to go into the car when you know this is going to happen. But once he went in Beheta, and he found himself passively violating a Bezrayu D'Arayis, he's not mechuyev to give up his life. So that's one heta.
That's the same reason Karkoilim.
It's a similar type of a svara to Karkoilim. It's similar type of a svara. The svara goes to the crux of why you mechuyev to give up your life by Shrikas Damim. Gila Rais doesn't have Shrikas Damim. And the Gemara says, how do we know Shrikas Damim mechuyev to give up a life? The Gemara says, because my cause is that you think that your Simchas Damim didach more than your Chava. That means, and how Rashi explains is that if you're now become by say killing Shimon, what gives you a heta to do a Maisi Bedayim to Oiv Shrikas Damim just because you're trying to save your life? Why do you think your blood is redder than his? But if you don't do any maisa of killing, it just happens by itself, so then the whole Gemara doesn't start. It's all a svara, and that whole svara doesn't start. The svara is that you can't violate the Torah and do a shrikas damim to save your life. Yeah, I'm not doing any maisa. If I'm not doing any maisa, then I am allowed to be thrown on Shimon, because that's not my maisa, that's the goy's maisa. And that, I'm not violating the Torah, so Memela have a right to do it. It goes to the mamish, to the underlying svara of the Gemara, where we started from, how do we know you're mechuyev to give up your life and not kill? Because you're not allowed to do a maisa. But if I'm not doing a maisa, it's motam. So that will be one heter, Rabbi Isai. A second heter we have, which is a chiddush, but it's important chiddush to know, is that Rabbeinu Yoina in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalem Rav, it's a machlokes rishonim, watch this, Rabbeinu Yoina holds that even when you're faced with killing Shimon proactively, that was, someone threatens Reuben, if you don't kill Shimon, I'll kill you, even b'chihai gavna, the whole din that Reuben has to give up his life is because when Reuben gets killed himself, Reuven is not doing a maisa. So therefore, Reuven's face, either he kills Shimon, or he sits back and he's going to be killed. But what happens if the guy tells Reuven, I give you two choices, either you shoot Shimon, or you shoot yourself. So then you have a right to shoot Shimon. Means, if it's forced, if you don't have a third option, if you don't have any third option to just be shot, but let's just say that you have an explosive that's going off on you right now. They already made a time bomb, Khalilah, it's on you already. You're in a room together with Shimon. There's no way to escape. It's either you pick up this grenade, this vest, and you throw it at Shimon, or, well, if it's on you already, it's not good. But let's say it's in the room and you have a choice. Either you throw it at Shimon, or then you're going to have to throw it at yourself. You have to give it a case. But the case, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, is that, again, the whole heta, the whole issa, why now let kill Shimon is because by killing Shimon, I'm doing a maisa, and by getting myself, allowing myself to be killed, I'm not doing a maisa. But if I'm only faced with two choices, doing a maisa to kill Shimon, or doing a maisa to kill myself, and either way I'm violating the Torah of killing, be a dayim, so then I have a right to kill Shimon. That's Rabbeinu Yonah Shita, Machamis argues, but that's Rabbeinu Yonah Shita. So back to our cable car. It's not pshat that he will die by himself in the cable car. He's going to have to jump off the cable car and commit suicide, or run the risk of committing suicide. So there, in that case, he's, even if it is a bazaar d'arayis, that he's mechuyev to give up his life, just means he's mechuyev to let himself be killed. But according to Rabbeinu Yoina, he's not mechuyev to commit suicide and kill himself. That he's not allowed to do. He's even nisa shrikas damim if he kills himself. So that he's not allowed to do. So memeli is a right to stay in the car, even if it is a bazaar d'arayis, because he has no choice. The only way to save himself is by doing a maisa of killing himself, and that is not mechuyev to do. That's Rabbeinu Yonah Shita. So then we have a second heter, Rabbi Zayn, by the cable car. By the cable car, really, you have a third heter as well, and that's just a very practice heter, is how do we know when the power is going back on? power might go on any second. They'll figure out the problem, they'll turn back on the fuse.
You have less than a minute.
Whatever the Issa Yichud is, not clear what Issa Yichud is. Let's say it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, it's not exactly clear what Issa Yichud is. I mean, there are cheetahs all that's 1 second to get to that Maisa. But Pashas, it takes time. The Gemara says it takes a Pius and a Maisa. So,
That's why elevators are not a problem.
Right, elevators are not a problem. On most buildings, it's not a problem because, first of all, anyone can press a button, but let's say you go to the taller building, the skyscrapers, where they have like these express elevators that they go 30 floors at a shot, and there's no pressing buttons. It doesn't stop. And now the question is, so how quick does it go? So in economy, if you could get those 30 floors in a very quick, you know, time space, let's say under whatever the shear is, 2 minutes, whatever it is, in economy, then you're good. They have this in like Uldor. I was just in Panama, and they have these, also they do 30 floors at a shot. You know, something like that, 35 floors at a shot. So if you have that, so yet now you have to just time it and climb it. That would be the heta of an elevator as well. So here too, since the light could go on at any moment, he'll be caught in the act, so then there's no Issa Yichud. So it's just a very practical reason why b'chlal, the shadow doesn't stop by the cable car, there's no Issa Yichud. Going to the story of the Second World War, that already... we have to figure this out because over there, the women are proactively doing a Maisa Yichud B'Yadayim. They're picking themselves up, living by a goy. So they pick themselves up to live by a goy. So now they're doing a Maisa. It wasn't just they found themselves suspended in midair in a cable car that electricity went out. And over there, if they won't hide themselves, they're not forced to kill themselves. Just the Germans will kill them. So you don't have that heter either. You don't have Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm not faced with either killing myself or killing someone else. I'm passively going to be killed, or I do a kumva asay, proactive maisa of yichud. So there you don't have that. But over there, what you do have is the tuv tam v'das, is that they hid with goyim. And by goyim, so now, if they're an oynis, they have to save their life. So now they went into the goy's house. And now that they're goy's house, so now they have the het of karka oylam, according to the Tam Vedas, you have the het of karka oylam, and we're not chayish for pitoy, because we'll go like the shita that by goyim, we're not chayish for pitoy, we're only chayish for nensa. And by nensa, by karka oylam, but makam pekuach nefesh would be muta, and there's no din of yarag vayava. That would probably be a heta. Only thing is, we had problems with the Tuv Tam V'Das, that the Shach, the Bach holds, that even by going, we do have a chshash of pitoy. So l'chayra, that won't be an etza. But an etza would have been, or could have been, is if two women will hide in the goy's house. Then, even though we paskin that two women is not enough, it's yichud, because daitin kalas, but that's not an issa yichud d'raisa, it's only issa yichud d'rabbanan. And once we downgrade it to the Rabbanan, it's very possible it's no longer a din of Abizrael de Arayis.
We just said that the Rabbanan by
Pnuya. Right, so that's what I said. But the Shem Ari didn't subscribe for that. So I'm just saying, Loit the Tum Tam V'Das, and even Loit the Tum Tam V'Das, you have to know that because that was a Pnuya unto the Issa Yichud de Arayis, which is one woman. So maybe they made the din Pnuya Abizrael de Arayis up to the one woman of an Eishas Ish. But here we have two women, which is really not a matzav of seclusion. It's not a private area. It's just we're coming out to a new svara, which Chazal, you know, didn't have in the Torah. It wasn't mentioned this new svara in the Torah that daitin kalas and mechoshish that both of them will be nisbata. That wasn't the Torah. It was only talking about a yichud with one lady. It could be b'chai gavdan. There's no din of a bezrayah derais, and that would have been the eitzah to hide during the mechama if there were two women to hide. So just to recap, Rabbeisai. According to the Shem Aryeh, Din Yichud is also Abizrael D'Arayis, and the Din of Yarek V'Yavar. And he just says, V'Eish Azish, and not by Pnuya. We had a problem, L'Chari Pnuya Zanid, how to deal with that. Others say it like, as well, the Tzur Yaakov, V'Tshuvit Tzur Yaakov, Kelekalav Sumit Tezayin, holds like that. The Tuvatam Vedas we mentioned holds that this is a Yichud Bazraya Darayis, and he holds even more. He holds, like you just said, that even a Pnuya will go under Bazraya Darayis, even if she's not a Nida. But I just want to end off There's a Chuvis Tzitz Eliezer that has a Chiddush, why there's not a Bezrai Deraisa. Watch this. Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Vav, Simen Mem, and many Oisias he brings this, and he wants to be Medaik in the Ramah, in Yeridea. When the Ramah brings down the Shitas Haran, that a Bezrai Deraisa is even things that are not Kareis, the Ramah says a Loshin, Kol She'im Bezrai Lav, wait a second. Oh, I don't have the Lashon. He's Medayik. The Lashon the Ramah is that even by a lav of a Rayis, even if there's no Kareis, you still have a din of a Bezrayu da Rayis. That's the Ran Shita, and the Ramah passes like the Ran. But the Tzitzel has Medayik in the Ramah that only if it's a lav. But what happens if I can find you an assay of a Rayis? I don't know, Mitzri of Adoimi. I don't know, I'll find you an assay of a rice. It's not a lav, it's only an assay. Maybe the Ran would be Moida, that you don't have a din of Yaragayava. And he says that the Issa Yichud is not a lav. It's a lav above Machal Assay, which the halach is a lav above Machal Assay only has a din like an assay. Memela, since it's only a din like an assay, so even though maybe it is under the bigger banner of Arayis, but it's an assay of Arayis. For an assay of Arayis, if it's only an assay, we don't have the din of Yarag Valyava. Memeli wants a taina for Yichud, whenever it comes to Sakonis Nefoshes, they're not mechuyev to give up their lives because it doesn't have the din of Yarag Valyava. It's not a lav, it's only an assay. Memeli, the kumtois will be muta even to be misyachar, even with an HS ish. So let's say if you want to know if the dwindle wife could travel on Shabbos, she could travel on Shabbos even though she's an HS ish, and she would not take her shame along with her. Because it's only an Issa Asay of Yichud. And there's no din of Bezrai Darayis over there to give up your life. So she's allowed to go because of the Kuach Nefesh. And it's better that the Shema would not go along with her, because then the Shema would be spared the Issa of going out of Tchum on Shabbos. So it comes out like a big Chiddush now. He just like basically took on the Achreinim, the Tuftan Vedas, Shemariyeh. He wants to be Medayik that the whole din of Yarek by Yav, even by something that's not Kareis, but Chach needs a lav. If it doesn't have a lav, only has an assay, there's no din of Yarek by Yav, and Me'el by Yichud, which is only an assay, we're good to go. Whenever it's an oinus of Sakon Safoshes, so then you don't have to jump out of the cable car, you don't have to roll out the window in the hospital bed, you don't have to, you have no problem hiding during the war. All this would be good because at the end of the day, it's only an Isser Asay, and for Pekuach Nefesh, it's Deich and Isser Asay. That's what should come out, Rabbi Sai. God, I just want to share with you, there's one more story. I just go, it's the same type of a story, but I know somebody, Chashuv Dam Galkum, you probably heard of him, but when he went on one of his dates, he was in a train. He was in a train, and each car was separate. And he noticed that, you know, from stop to stop is a few minutes. And he chapped that there was no one else in that car with them, in that section of the train with them. And he ended up trying to climb out of the skylight. That train had like that car had a skylight, to try to climb out of the skylight and jump off the train. He ended up not doing it, but then he tried to do that. But that was the story. But like this, you don't have to do it. We have a bunch of Heterim. Why? First, remember, the Heter is that Ayar of Galyava is only if you're doing something be a dayan, but if you're passively being thrown onto someone, so there you are. So he passively found themselves in this matzav. Second is Yarag Bayav according to Rabbeinu Yoina is only if you're going to be killed, but not that you have to kill yourself and do a maisa to suicide. So you're not mechuyev to do that. And now we have the Tzitz Eliezer all together. Issa Yichud is only a say, and there's no din of Yarag Bayav. All right, everybody, say shkray for listening.
Modern day, there's cameras everywhere you go today in this world.
Yeah.
So was that, you don't know who's looking, a year or 6 months, maybe, who's looking at, I don't know. Will that help a situation?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know.
It's hard, you know, in the realistic Yichud world, you know, it's hard, like, but if you tell me that causes a mirtis, that people will not be mezana, depending if you know how often they're looked at and who's looking at it, you know, if it causes that mirtis, then it's fine. I mean, Bill Clinton, it didn't help for, right? Right. He was in the White House, and it was just Reish Galei. Even his men, you know, his security guards knew what was going on.
That different doesn't matter.
And you see that he had no mirtzes. Okay, but he's a guy, a low guy. I got it. I understand. But so you have to know the level. All right, everybody's like.
What's the most kind of